Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Nikki Terry, Vice President of Homeownership for Wealth Watchers Incorporated, a HUD-certified and community organization. Wealth Watchers offers free and confidential mortgage checkups to homeowners in our community. All homeowners, regardless of income and past payment history, should contact Wealth Watchers to register and complete an application. A complete application and mortgage checkup includes 1 month of pay stubs or income, 2 months of bank statements, a utility bill, your most recent mortgage statement, and your most recent tax returns. Learn about mortgage payment assistance, mortgage modifications, and additional homestead exemptions that you may be eligible for. Contact Wealth Watchers at 904-265-4736. Once again, 904-265-4736. Wealth Watchers, building wealth for future generations.
And welcome to our show, Are You House Ready Florida? Today we're excited about our guest expert panel. That includes Edward Gaston, COO of Wealth Watchers, Community Development Officer, and Entrepreneur, along with Jamila Cheney, owner and agent for Florida Blue Agency, North Florida Benefits, and Colin Williams, who is a knowledge-based expert in default mortgages, home equity lines of credit, and a board member for Wealth Watchers. Welcome to the show, presenters. How are you?
Good.
Start with you today, Ed. The hot topic, of course, is learning about the Small Business Association and this plethora and menu of small business loans during the stimulus package. What's the best loan for our small business owners, self-employed, as well as what is the best course to take now that we know from the news reports that they're out of money?
Yes, they are out of money. And they are waiting for the Democrats and the Republicans to come to an agreement on future dollars. So what needs to happen first and foremost is that if you did not get your application in, put together your documentation now. Start learning about the programs now, because when the new dollars come available, they're going to go quickly too. So you can even contact Wealth Watchers at 904-265-4736, and they will assist you in putting together your package. But you have to be sitting ready, and you're going to submit your information, and it has to be done quickly. As soon as you hear the funds are available, you need to be ready. The next thing to do is to, if you don't already have a business loan with a major bank or with any bank, identify a smaller community bank that you can give a call to now. You'll call them, you'll say, hey, if the dollars become available, are you willing to take my application? Because I don't have an existing business loan with one of the bigger banks. So that will have you positioned when the dollars come available again.
So, Ed, right now, you do have optimistic insight that there will be more funds available for our small business owners, self-employed, and contractors who were not able to get funding this first round.
Correct? Yes, I'm pretty certain that there are going to be additional dollars available. And then I'm pretty certain that there are going to be different loan products available. Because I was mentioning this to someone before. If you had a viable business that was doing fairly well before COVID-19, and it's projected that you're going to probably do well again afterwards, this is the best time to take out a long-term loan. So even after the PPP and the EIDL loans are there, there are going to be some other products that come out, maybe at 4% and 5% long-term debt to help these businesses reboot and get the economy going again. And I would say all businesses should be in a position to take advantage of that low-cost debt.
Now, that's some good information because I think many of our small business owners are probably a little confused on that point. And as we try to dispel more myths about the small business loan and the disaster loan, can you give us some insight on the forgiveness part or the grant part? Because, you know, it's a lot of information circling out there in the community, and they're saying it's important that the SBA will be forgiving these loans after you've made these loans and that Congress is authorized to forgive these loans. Can you give us some insight or just your point of view on that?
Yes. If you were one of the lucky ones or will be one of the lucky ones to qualify for this special funding, you do understand you have a responsibility as a business owner too. The first thing is the people that you have employed must stay employed. So or you're taking the loan to support your payroll for an extended period of time. So you can't take the loan and then let go all of your employees, because then you're just filling your assets. You're not taking care of the employees. The bottom line is that they want to prevent too many people, which we really already have, but they want to prevent too many more people from getting in on the unemployment line. So they support the small businesses, and the small businesses must continue to hire, well, to employ their staff. At the end of, let's say, about 6 to 8 months, you're going to want to convert, you're going to want to attempt to convert the loan to a grant. At that time, you have to provide paperwork that the funds that you received were used to pay the payroll, were used for the payroll. If you can't legitimize that, if you can't validate that, if you can't support that, that doesn't necessarily mean that your loan is going to convert to a grant. So I always caution people, when you take these dollars, understand that they must be converted, they must be used for payroll in order to be converted into a grant.
Thanks, Ed. I think that's really important that we have an understanding of not only how to apply, what loans are available for us, but what's going to happen after we receive the loans and what are our responsibilities as business owners, self-employed, and contractors. So if we have any callers on the line who have questions regarding that information that Ed has placed, feel free to call in. You just need to touch the prompt, number 5, and your mic will be open. Ed, regarding the Small Business Loan and Disaster Relief Funds, as we know, again, the government, the news media has told us that they're out of funds as businesses still try to operate. Tell us about payroll. You mentioned proof of payroll. Many of our businesses don't have payrolls in respect of the check every week or biweekly or the 15th and the 30th. Many of them are commission based and receive a 1099 at the end or a check at the end of the transaction. Do you have any recommendations for those small businesses if they try to continue to survive and get ready to provide that information?
Yes. They did prepare for those individuals too. So the thing that's going to happen is that they're going to take a look at your financials. If you've not already filed your 2019 tax returns, then they're going to get your financials, your accounting for 2019. That will give them an average of what you paid to your 1099 or your W-2 employees if they were on commission. And they will utilize that to determine your monthly, your average monthly payroll expense. And that is how they would calculate everything. So it's important that if you have not filed your 2018 tax returns, this is not the program for you. You want to have at least submitted your 2018 tax returns, ideally your 2019. But if you have not done your 2019, make certain that your financials are in place and up to speed, because that's what you would submit to legitimize your loan amount.
Excellent. Excellent information and excellent takeaways for our small business owners, independent contractors, especially for those who may have not had an opportunity to file their taxes yet or are in the midst of filing their taxes. These are some very crucial points that will be available for you and that you need to accomplish before applying or being considered for approval. This could hinder you or delay you in receiving those SBA funds once they become available again. Thank you so much, Ed. Is there any final recipe for our small business owners that you have for us out there, Ed, as they move forward in this maze of semi-normalcy and trying to apply for small business loans going forward before we move on to our next expert?
Yes, understand that we live in different times, and it's okay to accept that. If you're one of the lucky ones that gets the dollars and is no longer a market for what you do, learn how to try to determine how to repurpose your employees, your staff. It's similar to one of our vodka manufacturing companies changing over and starting to make hand sanitizer. They still receive some of the stimulus money, and they're utilizing it to cover their employees, but their employees also are doing something different to help sustain the business.
Thank you, Ed. So callers and listeners, that's Mr. Ed Gaston, Chief Operating Officer for Wealth Watchers, Entrepreneur and Community Development Officer, his take on things that you need to know as far as the SBA disaster recovery loans go and disaster relief information and resources. One good point to keep in mind, of course, as he said, be prepared and be ready. So funds still may be available again, and now is the opportunity to get ready so that you're prepared to receive those funds. Our next expert available to talk to our listeners and listen to our listeners and get information is Ms. Jamila Chaney. Jamila Chaney is the owner of North Florida Benefits, a licensed Florida Blue agency, and she's going to speak to you, our small business owners and operators and contractors, a little bit about what's going on for you and your employees for health insurance coverage.
Hey. Jason Beast.
Hi. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Hi, Jamila.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
So thank you for having me on the show. What I want to talk about today is the health insurance. Right now, open enrollment was not an option that the government had chose during this pandemic. But what they are telling us is that if you recently lost employment due to the pandemic, then you can actually qualify for a health care plan on the marketplace.
So this so individuals prior to COVID-19 who did not get insured, small business owners and individuals and families, now have an opportunity to get insured again.
Yes. So basically what it's called is a special enrollment because you have a loss of income and you recently lost your employment. So that qualifies you for the tax subsidy, depending on your gross income. So they do go by the federal poverty guidelines. So say, for instance, you're an individual, you're not filing anyone on your taxes, and you made minimum $12,000 this year, or you will make minimum $12,000, I believe $490, if I'm not mistaken, you would qualify for a tax subsidy to help you purchase a plan. And those plans can be anywhere from $0 to $25, you know, all underneath $100. I mean, yeah, $100 a month. So it was very affordable, especially in places here like Florida where the Medicaid was not expanded. So certain individuals do not qualify for Medicaid. So that will help them with the health insurance instead of having to get a plan like COBRA, which will cost, for some people, $600 a month, you know?
And how would they go about applying if they were not insured at the time? Because I know many of our small business owners may be on policies that may have been with their spouses or significant other, and now that significant other has been laid off, so there is no insurance. Or those insurance benefits are running out because they're now unemployed.
Yes, so that's a perfect question. So now, because in the past, before, they had to have gone on a policy with their spouse. Now, if that spouse has lost their job or has been laid off, then they now qualify for an SEP. So now that they can go and say, hey, I recently lost my insurance, and they would have to provide a letter that says that their insurance was no longer effective with the date, and they're able to get a plan and get everyone in the family on the plan. And, again, it goes by the federal poverty guidelines for that. So they would have to either contact an agent like myself, or they can go to healthcare.gov and do it online.
And how would they reach out to apply? Healthcare.gov?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Right. So they can, if they don't know any agents, they can go on that website. They can search for agents in their area. I'm licensed in the state of Florida, so I can do all of Florida, just not outside of Florida. And the only carrier that I can write for is Florida Blue. But there are other carriers if you want a different type of insurance. But you would have to go to healthcare.gov, and they will actually have those carriers listed once you sign up and you qualify for that subsidy.
All right. So there is assistance out there for our small business owners, our individuals and families,
yes,
who have become uninsured during COVID-19. We want to thank Camilla Cheney, our ACT expert subject matter, as far as getting insured and staying insured during this crisis that we're in, and also making this resource available for our small business owners. So that they can have a resource.
Yes.
Caller, if you have any questions for Jamila, just press pound one on your phone, and we'll be able to open your mic as we move on to our next expert. Thank you so much, Jamila, for joining us. And now we have, we know during this crisis, we have small business, we're concerned about our health, but we're also concerned about where we live and how we live. We want to be able to maintain our home, our mortgage, and as well as find out what we need to do as a business. And our next expert has a variety of knowledge-based skills, subject matter on not only home buying, mortgages, HELOC, and default mortgages, but also home ownership. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Coley Williams as our acting expert.
All right.
Hi, how are you, Coley?
Good, thank you, Nikki. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to really touch on this afternoon. A lot of people are in business. A lot of businesses are going out of business. But once we come out this new era of COVID-19, there are going to be some new businesses opening. Everyone's home or at their job, at their table, thinking of new ideas on what can I do to become recession-proof business, what can I do to start my own business. Even folks that have business, we have to kind of change the way we think because so much has changed over the last 2 months. I guess I just wanted to touch on is when people open a business, it's important to make sure you have your paperwork right today. It's more than just an EIN number. It's more than just, am I going to be an LLC or a corporation? I think the most important area, which is overlooked, is opening up that second account for tax purposes only, because so many businesses, they start out doing well, but when it's time to pay Uncle Sam, they fail because they don't have the money set aside or the taxes are more than what they can handle because they weren't thinking about that. So, this afternoon, just want to touch on that point. It's very important that you have a paper trail for yourself and for Uncle Sam. And that's something I learned as a loan officer a long time ago, that make sure when you open an account, even if you have a business account now, make sure you have that second account whatever your company name is, make sure that second line, that loan officer or whoever at that branch, they put on there for tax purposes only. It doesn't seem like much, but if you're ever audited or Uncle Sam wants to look at your books, sometimes it's less tension and less of a headache for you if they see that you actually have an account dedicated to them for their tax purposes. I think I wanted to mention, because so much is changing right now and we're birthing so many new companies and new businesses, but we just want to make sure we have our paperwork right. And I think taxes, when it comes to that, it's very essential. Get with your CPA, get with your accountants, but make sure you have that part worked out, because if you want your business to sustain, no matter what happens to our economic times, you have to have your paperwork correct. And thank you, Nikki.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for providing that very, very important insight on when you're opening your account. One thing I like what Coley said was, as you're opening those accounts for your small business, you know, you're often opening that account to pay yourself, but you need to make sure you open one to pay Sam as well. So our small business owners, contractors, and independent agents, make sure that's some good advice to follow. Make sure you open an account for Sam, because he will come and get his eventually, Uncle Sam. So if you have that already done, then that's just one of more of the important tools that you can have in place that Mr. Gaston spoke of. Ed Gaston said, hey, have your taxes done, have your paperwork correct. And the paperwork we're talking about is your account, your small business account, how you're tracking what you're making and what you're paying out. It's a very misconception if small businesses believe that this is a free-for-all. Everyone's going to get approved and everyone can get approved. Many people can get approved, but you must have your ducks in order. For callers on the line who have a question, just press 1, and we'll answer your questions now for Ask the Expert. And while we're waiting for a question from our audience, just want to give you some contact information. If you have questions regarding small business loan, need some individual assessment and insight, please contact Ed Gaston at edgaston@wealthwatchersfl.com or 904-265-4736. Once again, 904-265-4736 or edgaston@wealthwatchersfl.com for your private and consultation for more information. And for questions regarding coverage for your family, your business, and yourself, you may contact North Florida Benefits and speak with Mr. Militini at 904-735-2042. That number is 904-419-7639. 904-419-7639 for health insurance enrollment information, and she'll get your questions answered. We want to thank all of our experts on the line today for calling in on Are You House Ready? Duval, USA. And all of our listeners out, we'll see you on next Saturday, same time, same channel. Be blessed.